a riot at Ephesus. Paul left Antioch and went to Ephesus. God did wonderful things through him, and people from the entire region heard God's word. He stayed there for several years. Some young men saw Paul cast out a demon, so they decided to try it. They said to a demon-possessed man, come out of him in the name of Jesus, the one that Paul preaches about. The Spirit said, I know about Jesus, and I know about Paul, but who are you? The demon-possessed man jumped on them and beat them. He ripped off their clothes so they had to run from the house, bruised and naked. People were afraid when they heard about this. Suddenly the name of Jesus was held in high regard. Many repented of their sins and called on the name of the Lord. They collected their books on witchcraft and burnt them in front of everyone. A silversmith called a meeting of those who made expensive shrines to an idol called Diana. He said, Paul is turning people away from worshiping Diana, the one everyone adores. He's saying that a god made by hands is not really a god. This is an insult to Diana. We continue to lose money. They became more and more angry until they started shouting, Great is Diana of the Ephesians! They ran out screaming this in the streets. Soon it spread throughout the city, and confusion was everywhere. A mob grabbed some Christians and took them to the amphitheater. The entire city went there to see what was happening. The crowd kept shouting, some saying one thing while others were saying something different. The situation became total chaos. Most of the people didn't even know why they were there. This went on for 2 hours. Paul wanted to go and defend the cause of Christ, but fellow believers refused to let him go. Even city officials sent word to him saying, "Don't go to the amphitheater." Finally, one of the officials stood before the crowd and said, "People of Ephesus, no one can deny that the image of Diana fell from heaven and landed here. Therefore, calm down. The men you have brought here have done nothing wrong to Diana. They haven't robbed her temples or blasphemed her name. If the silversmiths have a problem with anyone, let them take it to the courts. For now, go home before you're charged with conducting a riot for no reason." With that, the people went home.